Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from Business Radio X studio in downtown Tempe, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm your host, Karen Nowicki, and we have had a full house in the studio today, not any different than the 2 o'clock hour. I have Mike Allen, a managing partner with Midas Financial with us. Welcome, Mike.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Happy to have you. And Jacqueline Moore, Open Doors Vice President of Real Estate and Community Development. Welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Happy to have you here. So I'm interested in both of your industries and both how you both specifically are contributing to the Metro Phoenix area and obviously beyond. So, Mike, let's start with you. Tell us about Midas Financial.
Midas Financial has been around for 14 years. My wife and I recently became partners about 6 months ago with Midas. We were on the search. We were in the world of W-2 jobs, and we very much wanted to have our own business. We were doing a lot of searching as to what that business would be, and we actually decided on having an insurance restoration franchise here in Phoenix. And so the challenge with that was how to get funded. Now, the whole world of the financial services had always been kind of intriguing to me, but I never really thought I had the background to actually go into that. So we were searching for how we could get the funding, and the first thought, of course, was to go to the SBA. And the SBA has probably been a great process for other individuals. What we found was the time frame and the paperwork and how much collateral assets had to be put into place. It was very much a challenge to get funded for what we needed. And I thought there had to be something else out there. My wife was convinced the SBA was the only way to go. But I thought, well, let me check. Just give me some time. And if there's not, then we'll go through the SBA route. Well, it was one of those a guy who knew a guy who knew a guy type thing.
Right.
Led us to Midas Financial. Met Daryl, who's now our partner, he and his wife, Blair. But through Daryl, we were able to get funded through an unsecured route versus the secured with the SBA. But it was interesting because through that process, we befriended Daryl and Blair and got to know Midas and its background and decided the opportunity was to become partners with them versus going the insurance restoration route.
That's a cool story. Based on your experience, you're like, well, here we are. It was meant to be.
Correct. And so that's how myself and Ashley became partners in Midas Financial.
So cool. And within this last year, you said?
Correct. Within the last 6 months.
Wow. Okay. So secured and unsecured loan. Can you school me on that?
So there's two options when you go for funding if you want to start a business. From a secured standpoint, it's the traditional SBA that you would be familiar with. So they want to see what type of equipment you have, what type of assets, where if anything would go sideways, so to speak, they at least have some recourse the bank or the lenders do. In the unsecured world, it's really based only on your income and your credit score. There are no assets that they're pledging. So what we find is that a lot of our clients come to us. These are the clients that have been in business, for instance, less than 2 years, where they may not be appealing to a bank. They may not want to pledge their home or other assets in those particular cases, or just whatever scenario, the protocols and the policies that the banks have. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people that don't fit into those boxes. And so we work with a lot of those clients. And from the unsecured standpoint, like I said, it's primarily based only on your credit score and your income. And with that, with those particular lenders, they're not looking at what business you have or you're going into. They only look at your credit score and your income. And so because of that, that opens up a huge market for people that, for instance, the client we're helping right now, he wants to buy an internet e-commerce website. Well, that's a very specific industry that banks, unfortunately, don't normally lend to because it's electronic, it's e-commerce. There's nothing that they can go back from a recourse standpoint. Mm-hmm. So someone like Alex came to us because we do the unsecured funding. And when the lenders fund him, again, they're only looking at his credit score and his income, which gives him the ability to then go and purchase a website, something that's intangible, so to speak.
Interesting. So instead of telling those people, sorry, we can't help you.
Correct.
Thank goodness for Midas Financial.
Exactly.
Yeah. So who's a great client for you guys?
I hate to say anyone, but what we deal with would be either business owners that have a current business. They're looking to either invest, expand, or stay solvent. Or it would be the entrepreneur, someone like, again, myself, that was in the W-2 job, that is on LinkedIn, seeing all these business owners that have launched their own business and thought, gosh darn, I want to do that someday.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be in the position where I'm essentially asking how many days a year I can be sick or someone controlling my income. They want to launch their own business. And so we work with entrepreneurs that are looking to launch or current business owners. But from a, you know, we had spoken about just a couple seconds ago about the secured and the unsecured. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. But what is so fascinating from the financial industry or financial services is that, again, there's a whole world that exists out there that I never even knew existed. So for instance, with Midas, not only do we do the secured and the unsecured, but we're also into private equity. So here's another, for example, through LinkedIn, I met with or connected with a gentleman out of Utah, of all places, and his company has started a distillery up in Utah. So they produce gin, vodka, and rum. And they are looking for $14 million in private equity to grow, or in funding, which would be a private equity play, to grow their distillery to launch it throughout the United States. So what I have found in this industry is so it's fascinating, all the deals that come across and how varied and how interesting they are.
It's fascinating. So you get to diversify as well as
correct.
You're doing this, right?
Exactly.
Which you wouldn't have been doing in insurance.
No.
Not to knock insurance, but
correct.
But this is fun and it's new and it's different.
Correct.
Yeah,
it is neat.
It's interesting. We had an inventor in here a couple days ago, and he invented, I hope I do this justice, a suspension wheel, mainly for mining trucks, but also would work for agriculture and military as well. You're a military guy. I remember
yes,
reading
ma'am.
That. He's going to be an industry disruptor. And the other guest that he had with him was a gentleman who represented a company that has now partnered with them. They provide the funding, like what you've described, and some other ancillary services. But I'm fascinated because it used to be if you couldn't get to the bank and get funded through the bank, you were SOL. We couldn't help you, right?
Correct.
Or you go to family and you ask for a loan and you know, how many, tens of thousands of dollars can I buy from all these different people? But now, as you mentioned, there's so many different options.
Correct. Yeah. I've always heard the friend, family, or foe. If you can't get it from them, you can't go to the bank, then you're kind of out.
You're in trouble.
And, you know, we deal with so many people that, again, they're so hungry to launch their business or to launch their invention in that case. And they've gone to the banks. The banks have already said no. And so now they're watching this dream slip away, so to speak.
And dying on the vine, most people, I think, working for a larger corporation, you mentioned yourself, you were a W-2 employee, and Ashley was as well?
Correct.
Yeah. And so you correct. Had the entrepreneur spirit in
yes.
there somewhere. Did you know that you always had that?
You know, I did. My wife, Ashley, she's had two businesses before this. So this is now her third. And she actually said, boy, I would really like to do a business with you. And I thought, and I said, I've always wanted to, but I never knew the widget that I would actually sell. And it was interesting. We were coming back from Los Angeles last Thanksgiving, so almost a year ago. And we were kicking around different ideas. And I said, let's do this. Let's look at criteria that we want for a business versus just trying to name an actual widget. And so the long Reader's Digest version story, that naming the criteria that we wanted, ultimately led to where we are today with Midas.
So fun. And you thought, again, it was going to be something else.
Correct. We thought,
at and least that's, for a little while in the research.
Exactly. And that's, you know, we talk about the criteria. We thought, okay, insurance restoration, that's just what we're going to do, looking at a franchise. And then here we are just taking a total left turn with a better opportunity that came about.
But meant to be.
Correct.
Yeah. Fantastic. So really, it doesn't matter the industry for Midas. You can, I mean, is it worthy of a conversation for anybody? Like, who would you say to our listeners, listen, if you're thinking this, come and talk to us.
Correct. It would be, and because of the unsecured nature, and again, we do secured and unsecured, but because of the unsecured nature, it does not matter the industry you're looking to go into. So here's another, for example, whether you agree, disagree, I'm neutral on this one, as far as the marijuana industry in Arizona. The marijuana industry has a hard time, or a lot of challenges getting funding for what they
funding.
Need. Correct. So they can't go to the Chase Bank or the other banks around. So we have funded dispensaries. So it doesn't matter the actual industry itself. Again, all these lenders, from an unsecured standpoint, all that they care about is what is your credit score and what is your income. They don't care anything else beside that. And so that's why it's almost industry. It's regardless of your industry. It does not matter.
Yeah. So you're, I would imagine, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm okay with being corrected on air. Midas Financial is looking, there's different criteria for you. Part of it is character, I'm guessing. And part of it is the longevity of the business.
Correct.
Right? The potential.
The potential. Yes and no. So the character, yes. Now, if someone has credit challenges on their current credit report that is keeping them from getting the funding, we can work with them also. We have other affiliates that can go in and repair the credit. Hmm. If there are other derogatories that are keeping the score low that are prohibiting them from getting funding. So that's, you know, you talk about baby steps. That may be a baby step with one of our clients that we have to say, okay, before we do anything, we need to put a plan in place. Your plan, we can't get funding for you right off the bat. But what we can do is this, and we'll make a plan for repairing their credit. Once that is done, now their score has gone dramatically up with whether it's late payments or derogatories, inquiries, whatever the case is. Now that the credit is repaired, now we can actually make a viable plan for this couple or for this person that wants to launch their business. So it really comes, you talk about the character, that's what the lenders are looking at is, what is your credit score? What criteria or what category does that fall in? There are people that are just cream of the crop that really have the doors open to them from a credit standpoint. There are other people that may, let's say, fall a tier below them that they can still get funding, just maybe not as much, or maybe the cost for the money will be higher.
And they might even be more genius in the way that they would run and operate and create a business.
Correct.
Just even though they might have a few dings on their credit.
Correct. And we've even had situations where someone has good credit and someone has good income. So, and they, you know, they realize that they knew of the person, but they never thought about potentially joining with that person for their business. And so there have been situations where we said, okay, well, Bob has the credit, Mary has the income. You two know each other. You've already talked about why not join forces for this?
Smart.
And so that's been able to launch some of our companies. So at least we get to salvage their dream or their future for them.
Yeah. Love it. Working capital loan. Did you talk to that yet?
Working capital, yes. That's if someone is looking for a larger raise, and that's actually there's two. So that could be considered a capital raise. So this is for another client that we're working with right now where they're looking to raise $20 million in this case. And it's a fascinating technology. It's technology essentially that it joins old and new technology and has them speak together or communicate together. So they're launching this really worldwide, United States and outside of the U.S. So they're looking for $20 to $30 million in their funding. So that's going to be a capital raise, which is going to be a huge endeavor to try to get that established. The other would be what might be considered an MCA loan. And I don't know if you're familiar with that vernacular. MCA loans, they are essentially payday loans for businesses. And so there are a lot of businesses that need money yesterday. They don't have time to go to Chase or BOA. They may have great credit scores, but for inventory purposes or other businesses happening, they need the money within 48 to 36 hours. And they don't have time to wait 30 days.
But what's the cost of,
with that, and that's the capital raise that we have now. It's what's great is it's actually a term loan. It's a new loan that has been established for our unsecured funders where the rates, usually those MCA rates are, they could be 40 to 60%. This brings it down to around 8 to 16%. And it's actually, it's still in that form, but it's in the form of a term loan. And so what we're having now is a lot of business owners that are in these that are just drowning in how high the rates are actually coming to us to refinance into this particular loan. So it's a business loan that's specific to businesses, but it dramatically helps that business owner when they were in a need in a very precarious or a precarious position, needing those funds for a business, gets them out of that and gets it into a more realistic and manageable monthly payment.
Interesting. I've been schooled and I know there's so much more, but I'm fascinated.
Yes,
ma'am. So you and Ashley get to do this together.
Correct.
And she had been a business owner previously.
She had been, yes.
And is she loving this? Does she still want to be your partner?
yes. Actually, we work well together.
Good.
You know, it's what's funny about with this is with, through Midas, she's actually now launching another business. With that business, she's actually launching a food service or food truck business.
Oh, excellent.
She has pancakes that I've told her for years, you should be selling these. And so now, I guess I'm not giving away because we're going to launch soon.
We'll have to, Ashley, we want you in the studio when you're getting ready to launch.
That's right. So that's another aspect fun. Is with the unsecured funding that we had, that we didn't use all of it, we were able to take that and now she's able to launch a new business.
Excellent. Once you're an entrepreneur.
Yes. Yeah, so this would be number four for her.
Yeah, you get bit by the bug. Mm-hmm. And again, we mentioned briefly diversifying. It's just really wise, right? If you can handle the workload and have that beautiful work-life balance, it makes sense to put your hands in as many different things that you can, as long as it's lucrative.
Yes, ma'am.
And there's an opportunity for an income stream.
Correct.
Yeah. It's funny, another guest that we had not too long ago was an exit planning strategist. I had never heard of that before because I've been an educator and I've been a W-2 employee for years up until the last 7 years. The whole thing that he does is help family-run businesses with their exit strategy so that it comes time for them to either retire or to sell or to pass down within their family, he and the group of people he works with helps them figure out the best way to do it. And my question, because I'm a new business owner, certainly with Business Radio X, my husband owns an auto shop in Chandler, also a new business. We're both, I think we're insane. We're both started our new businesses this year at the same time. Our kids are like, blah. But I asked this gentleman, I'm like, look, how soon should someone start thinking about their exit plan for their business? And he said, right away. But I think you kind of alluded to that when you and Ashley were looking at what business should we get into. You weren't just looking for the widget, but you were looking at a lot of different things.
Correct. Yeah, we were looking for a lot of, we also, I guess, you know, it's funny, you talk about the exit strategy, but we really wanted something that I could do until I'm 75, 80 years old.
Yes.
Something that would be ours and we would be able to control it. We could grow it. But at the same time, you get to a point where we both could stay and work in it as long as we wanted to. Now, our vision is to grow this, have employees under this, managers, so we could take more time in the future, take time off, but still have a hand in running it.
But always have your hands in it to some degree and call it your own.
Exactly.
Yeah. Interesting. I'm watching Jacqueline's head nod an awful lot, but hasn't had an opportunity to interject yet. Before we kind of move over to learn a little bit about Jacqueline and Open Door, can you tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you?
Yes. Two ways would be through our website, which is Midas, MIDAS-financial.com. So Midas-financial.com. Or my direct cell, which is area code 309-212-6579.
Excellent. It's been a pleasure to get to know
you. Thank you
very much. I know we connected on LinkedIn. We were talking about that before we went on air. Gotta love LinkedIn for fast and furious connections. Absolutely. And if you have a little bit of extra time, I hope that you can join us and stay a little bit longer to hear from Open Door.
Absolutely, because I have someone I'll be referring over to you.
Excellent. We love when that magic starts to happen. So hello, quiet one.
Hi.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio. Tell us about Open Door. I had my real estate license years ago when I was previously married. I'm not sure I understand what y'all are doing, so I can't wait to hear.
Well, Open Door is a real estate company. As we all know, moving can be one of life's most stressful events. It often takes months. There's a lot of uncertainty. So we're heading into our fourth year here in Phoenix at Open Door. We've seen tremendous success. We had our best month last year. We purchased over 340 homes.
Oh my gosh.
We had 400% growth last year. We're spreading into markets across the United States, all based on the mission to simplify this complicated process and one of the most stressful transactions.
So how do you do that? Because it is stressful. I mean, they say that it is one of the most stressful things.
Well, and similarly, real estate has gone unchanged in the past 50 years. So there's a lot of opportunity for someone to come in and simplify it. What we do at Open Door is we essentially have two products. So on the sales side, you can go to opendoor.com. We send you an offer within just a few clicks, and you can choose your timeline. So we're a cash buyer. We purchase your home at market value.
What?
Yeah, we do all the valuations.
Now I get it.
And you can choose your timeline.
Okay.
So we remove a lot of that uncertainty. We offer great services like a late checkout. You know, if you're selling your home, you're moving to another home. And lining those dates up can be also extremely painful and stressful. So we've tried to take all of the nuances along the way in the process and really eliminate some of that uncertainty you might have in a traditional sale and offer a great customer experience.
So you take, I have been in my home for 21 years now. Never thought I'd be there that long, but as luck would have it, here we are. But when I was in real estate and my ex-husband had done it for years, I know that whole like having your home show ready mm-hmm. is a real pain in the patootie. But oftentimes having an open house and letting people come walk through, even if it's just a realtor calling at 4 o'clock in the afternoon saying, hey, we're in the neighborhood. We'll be in 15 minutes, right? So because Open Door purchases the home from you,
As
the homeowner, right, that's all gone. Mm-hmm. Holy cow.
Yeah. I mean, no, none of us live in these model-ready homes.
Well,
right?
speak for yourself.
No. No, I don't.
No, I don't either.
Where we're ready to have guests at the drop of a hat. And depending on your timeline as well, again, like matching up those timelines, not just for having your home available for showings and open houses, but also once you do get an offer and a sale, there's a lot of uncertainty throughout the transaction.
Sure.
And reasons that it can fall through. So by being able to provide that uncertainty and then simplifying the whole process, just removing all of those inconveniences up front, we've had tremendous success with our sales product.
You know, it's interesting. You said it, you didn't use this wording, but what an archaic process real estate currently is. And yet with all that you guys have figured it out, you've added this technology piece, this ease and effortlessness, and the financial piece really, to take care of that and eliminate all the guesswork and the craziness and all the different people, the lender and the title company and the you name it, right?
Right.
You've made it so much easier and quicker for people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So then on the buy side.
Yes.
So now we've purchased the home. We clean it up, make sure it's ready for the next home buyer. But again, we're not flipping the house. So we're offering a fair market value offer. We charge a service fee. So you know upfront. The other great thing we provide with the certainty is the transparency of knowing exactly what you're going to get at the end of the day when you sell your home to Open Door. Traditionally, there's a lot of surprises like we talked about. So you have to go through the inspection, you have the appraisal, there's negotiations until the very end.
Yes.
And until you get that final settlement statement, you know, it's sort of guesswork with what you're going to end up receiving for the sale of your home. So all of that's done up front. And now we've cleaned up the house, we're ready to list it. On the buy side, we found that we can provide the same type of certainty and transparency and convenience by removing the need to have like a special person with a magic key to view the home.
Right.
So all of our homes are available all day, every day on your timeline. You can access them with an app that works as like a key to view the home on your
That's
timeline.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So I can feel like, I can wonder what my house would look and feel like at this time of day. And I can go on you're nodding your head. Yes, really?
It was funny. We were sitting
really cool
up front and the receptionist overheard us talking and chimed in and said, I've seen your houses. It's so great. It's so much easier.
How fun.
Yeah, which was great to hear. And then we also, buying and selling a home is one of the largest financial decisions most folks make in their lifetime, unless they're entrepreneurs and they also mm-hmm. decide, to do their own business. So it's a scary transaction. And one of the certainties we provide when you purchase an Open Door home is we offer a 30-day guarantee.
Oh,
so
wow.
If you move into the house and you decide for whatever reason, you know, hopefully we've all done our jobs well and we've helped you find your dream home, but yeah. life can change. And things can happen. So removing that uncertainty of being sort of trapped in a home, if something does change for you, we'll buy the home back, no questions asked, within 30 days.
Wow.
And people will say that's not a likely situation, but I have heard of people that they're 10, 15 days in, maybe even shorter than that, and they're looking around at their spouse and saying, I hate this.
Yeah.
I wish that I would have loved this.
So fortunately, we've only here in Phoenix ever had to use the guarantee twice, and both were one was for a divorce, which was unfortunate. So they decided to get a divorce just a few weeks after officially, and neither one of them on their own could afford the house.
That's a great success story in the disappointment of it, but
yeah.
That's great that Open Door said absolutely.
Yeah, I think given the situation, it provided a sense of comfort that otherwise they wouldn't have.
Yeah, great. I know you mentioned that you're not flipping houses, but you're getting them ready. So you are helping our Arizona economy as well by working with ancillary services, the landscapers, the pool guys. Who are some of the people that you've had a chance to, or groups that you've had a chance to work with?
Yeah, I mean, I think when I started at Open Door a couple of years ago, I was like the sixth or seventh employee in the Phoenix office, like 30-something company-wide. We have over 400 employees now.
Wow.
Across the company. And I think our vendors, you're right, probably double that. So we work with local vendors in every market we go to. We think it's really important. Not only is homeownership important, it's a staple of our economy and of the community. We live and work in these communities. And so we want to give back as well by providing opportunity. And, you know, I think one of the things we're changing is that now you can move when you want to. We're really giving some freedom there instead of moving when you have to.
Yeah.
Or just when you can.
Right.
So it really opens that up. But yeah, we work with a lot of vendors locally as well.
Matt, or I was going to say Matt, sorry. Mike, you had said that you may have a referral. What are you familiar with Open Door? You knew about them before?
Yeah, it was interesting. We were waiting outside before the interview and they said Open Door. I'm like, oh, that's the one. I think that you get to go through the houses on your own and you get to just kind of negotiate with them. So you're not going back and forth like you would in the traditional aspect.
He really nailed it.
So it was interesting. I actually knew about it.
He was not clueless like me.
Correct. And the individual that I have in mind, I think would very much gravitate towards that option mm-hmm. versus the traditional aspect, like what you were just describing.
Yeah. And there are so many surprises. You said, I know that, even just when we refinanced our house recently, you know, we didn't know until we were literally signing papers where everything was going to land with the loan and, you know, all that sort of stuff. So add into that the sale of our home and buying a new one. There's so many different things out of our control, as you pointed out, not to mention the emotional roller coaster. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned there's a fee up front and we're aware of the fee up front with Open Door. That to me feels very secure. There's not going to be any guesswork. I know what I'm stepping into, and whether I'm downsizing or a divorce, as you mentioned, or our family's expanding, or it's a job change, all those things alone are stressful, not to mention the home that we're going to reside in or have to give up. And change and move. So, wow, really, you guys are an industry disruptor and making a huge change for the way that real estate's being done.
We are. We've been quite the disruptor. When I initially joined Open Door, I've been in the industry for about 10 years.
I saw that.
A little over 10 years. And prior to this, my career was built on providing services and tools for agents. So I've worked closely with realtors. I think, you know, a great realtor provides an amazing service. Not only you wear many hats as an agent, like you said, it's an emotional transaction.
Psychologist is one of them.
That's right. It's a tough job. Yeah. It is a tough job. So I really respect and value the industry. And I think the timing, though, however, is very ripe for something like this in the industry. And in the same way that Uber and Lyft have disrupted the travel industry and Amazon has disrupted, you know, e-commerce. Like there is a need for the way that consumers transact, specifically in real estate. And I think I'm excited to be part of Open Door, who's really leading the charge.
I am just blown away with what I can't wait to go look at that. My husband mentioned this morning, oh my gosh, Open Door. I hear their commercials are all the time or whatever. So I'm mm-hmm. the only one who's been mm-hmm. out of the loop on this, apparently.
Well, you've been in your house for 20 something years.
Yes,
not
I'm not looking. Right. Yeah, exactly. Although one of the gals who hosts her show, Winning Business Radio, Lisa Rahurik, just came in the studio yesterday with her guests and she was all excited about purchasing her new home. I think she closes in a couple of days. So good for her. I can live vicariously mm-hmm. through other people. I'll have to ask her if she's familiar with Open Door. Mm-hmm. I do know her realtor, so I know that she didn't go through you guys. But tell us an example of someone who has used Open Door locally.
Yeah. And I think just to answer what you said right there, we also do work with agents. So even though we're disrupting the industry because we're new and we're something different,
yeah.
a large part of our business is done agent to agent. So we're a great resource for agents as well, where they can bring, for example, to a listing appointment an Open Door offer and then the option to list.
And so do they get a cut then? They get a commission or how does that work?
Yeah, we pay millions of dollars every year in agent commission. Absolutely.
Okay, that's really important, a really important distinction, because you're not cutting out and stepping away from the traditional realtor.
Right.
You may be upsetting them a little bit, but they can come play. They can be part of what you're doing, and they get paid for that referral.
And the world is changing, like we mentioned. Yes. Technology brings an entirely new, different way of buying and selling anything. So this is happening, whether or not it's Open Door. Like, I'm excited that we're doing
right.
it.
Right. Glad it's you.
Glad it's me and it's us. But there will always be a need for great agents. I think Open Door gives another option Wonderful. To transact, and you're not required to do it just one
it's
way.
It's an option.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. But I do have a fun customer story to share. So one example of someone who's used Open Door recently is Adam and his wife, Lori. Adam is a nurse practitioner and Lori is a public defender. They're both successful professionals. They've spent the majority of their adult life building their careers, but now they were ready to move into a bigger house and start a family. So Adam had heard about Open Door through a coworker, and Lori, being the excellent negotiator she was with public defending, was having a hard time imagining not negotiating and going through the listing process. But they thought, hey, what will it hurt? We'll get an offer. So they came to Open Door and ended up getting an offer that exactly matched what their agent had told them they'd be able to get if they listed. We had a flat 6% fee, so they knew exactly what they were going to net up yeah. front. Still sort of felt a little bit like too good to be true. So what's the catch? But they went ahead and went into contract with us. We did the inspection. We ended up being able to close on their timeline, lining up the date for them to make sure they had the opportunity to move into their dream home. So keep in mind, if you find that next home, but you're still waiting on selling your current home, you can lose that opportunity. So all the timelines right. matched up really great. And Adam said he can't imagine selling his home any other way.
That is a great success nice. Story. Yeah. Oh my gosh. And the percentage is real. It's right there. I mean, it's not exorbitant or ridiculous.
Yeah. Our average fee right now, it's going to change yeah. with seasonality, is around 7%. That's specific to every home. So the fee takes into account what it's going to cost us to assume the property, maintain it, and hold on to it until that end buyer comes along. But we want to be very comparable to what you would pay either in agent commissions or on the open market. And you know, the more we grow, the more we're able to continue to reduce that fee.
Yeah, I'm really fascinated and excited to take a look at what you have to offer. And like the girls up front in the lobby, take a look at the houses, go house shopping, even though I'm not leaving anytime soon. What has been the biggest impact of Open Door on the Phoenix real estate market then?
Ooh, I think that's a good question. So,
because you're in other markets, right? I mean, mentioned that it originated in the Metro Phoenix area?
Yes. So our first market is in Phoenix. Okay. We're in DFW, so Dallas-Fort Worth. We're in Las Vegas. We're in Atlanta, Georgia. We just launched Raleigh, North Carolina, and we're in Florida
wow.
as well.
So just real quick, for your PR people, we are in Atlanta. Business Radio X is in Atlanta and Pensacola, Florida. So we need to make sure we get your team on Business Radio X and those markets as well. But take me back to Metro Phoenix area then. What's been the biggest impact you've had on our neighborhood?
I think the biggest impact goes along with our mission. So our mission to empower everybody with the freedom to move. We give our customers a simple and convenient way to move on to their next chapter. So whether they're getting married, they're starting a new family, they want to get into a new school district or be closer to their church or a new job, making these moves possible is what drives us every day. On the business side, we're helping people easily sell their largest financial asset. And we're also proud to say that we employ over 100 people here locally. As you mentioned right. as well, we should add all of our contractors that we use to maintain the homes. We absolutely use local contractors, landscapers, house cleaners.
That's huge.
And, you know, it takes a village.
It does. Yeah. I'm fascinated. I'm excited to now have, you know, another real estate group to refer people to. And as we've said, I think we all can imagine, it's such a stressful time when you have to consider moving. And you've taken that whole emotional piece out of it so that the real estate transaction is out of the way. And then whatever life's situation that's causing me to have to move, I get to give it my full attention. That's really a fantastic gift that you guys have to offer. It's been a real pleasure to get to know you and get schooled by both of you today.
Thank you.
I'm that much smarter today. Jacqueline, where can we get a hold of Open Door for our listeners? Let them know, please.
Yeah, you can check us out online at opendoor.com. Download our app. Again, that can act as your key as well. You can access all of our homes. And you can always give us a call. We're here locally at 480-351-6622.
Excellent. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.